We should all thank the weak nuclear force for our existence. It's a beautiful and strange universe in which clouds of hydrogen gas nicely condense themselves. They spontaneously light up as stars by fusing hydrogen atoms into helium. Fortunately, that nuclear reaction can happen. Even more fortunately, that's a really difficult nuclear reaction. Even at the temperature in the core of our sun, 15 million Kelvin or Celsius, the average hydrogen nucleus or proton is likely to fuse with another one only after several billion years. And that's while the protons are colliding with each other about 30 quadrillion times per second on average. Many of those collisions get two protons close enough to fuse, but no. Almost never do they fuse to create a deuterium nucleus, because that requires changing an up quark inside a proton into a down quark. This violates some very strong laws of symmetry in physics. Only the weak force can do this, and it is weak. So there's a long lifetime for the sun and a tolerable high energy output versus fast fry. We get a nice moderate temperature on Earth and a very long time, billions of years, for the chemistry of life to evolve all our fellow inhabitants on Earth and us, who are remarkably able to comprehend all of this. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.